This is University Radio Nottingham.
Okay, so if you could just say your name and what role you're standing for and why.
My name's Daisy. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm standing for Community Officer. I was really interested in this role because I think the impact in the wider community aspect really interests me. I currently volunteer with refugees in Nottingham, and that's quite a big part of my life, and I really wanted to bring that into the role, so it's part of my manifesto. But yeah, I think like working with the council to improve student experience is something that I'm really passionate about. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, so in your manifesto, you've got things about the campus, the city, sustainability, Sutton Bonington. Would you like to talk more about what things you're proposing?
Yeah, so I've got a lot of propositions in there. I think I've been quite ambitious, to be honest, but I'll name some of them. So in terms of on campus, I really want to work on, because the C card system has just been scrapped, and I really want to work on setting up a new kind of internal one with the university to provide free condoms to all students. I also want to work on hall catering, because currently we all hear thousands of stories of how awful first years have it in halls, and I'd really like to try and improve that, firstly for student experience, but also for sustainability, because if we're wasting loads of food, then that's not good for the environment. And currently I don't think any of it even gets composted, which is atrocious. So that's something that I want to work on. And then sustainability-wise, I'm really passionate about rewilding. I've done research into it for my degree, and my mum works in rewilding. It's probably a bit of information you don't need to know. But anyway, and I'd really love to rewild university campus. Currently there is no biodiversity plan in existence from the university, and also there has been zero research into the biodiversity on campus, so we don't even really know what species we have, and that's something that I really want to get the ball rolling with. And then once that research is done, that's kind of the groundwork to start improving things, making changes to stimulate the biodiversity that we have, and that's something that I really, really want to work on, because it's all very well being the second greenest university in the world, but if it's all just, you know, big fanfare, and the groundwork's not been done, then it doesn't really mean anything. So that's something that I really want to work on. In terms of Sutton Bonington, I am very much of the view that Sutton Bonington is not represented enough. I think that Sutton Bonington should really have their own officer in the SU, but currently they don't, and it's the community officer's responsibility. I've heard a lot about road safety on Sutton Bonington, and how, because students tend to drive there because it's further out, and the roads aren't great, there have been a few student car crashes, so I'd really like to work with the local authorities to set up a road safety campaign. But also on Sutton Bonington, the catering is not great. They've got, I think, one cafe, and the options are tea or coffee, and that's it. And it's not, and considering that we have Portland Coffee over here and we have Starbucks, and I think we're getting a Greggs soon, it's just not fair. So I want to bring more options to Sutton Bonington, because not only will that provide students with better catering, but it will also hopefully improve the student community, because if there's something drawing people in, then it will create more of an atmosphere. And then city is my last one. I'm probably putting things in the wrong boxes, to be fair, as well, but I'm sure it doesn't mind. So the university are setting up a new campus called Castle Meadow, which is in the city, in Castle Meadow, and I think that the bare minimum that university need to do is set up a hopper bus service going to Castle Meadow, but ideally what I'd like is for that hopper bus to stop in Lenton on the way and possibly have more stops in town to utilise that. But also I think that it's really, really important with developing this new campus that we go in with the attitude of it's going to be a carbon neutral campus, Because the moment that we start doing stuff without that in mind, then we start snowballing into a whole load of horrible environmental impacts. Also in terms of the city, as I mentioned, I volunteer with refugees and I really want the university to be more responsible for the asylum seekers that exist in Nottingham. That the state of living for the asylum seekers that we have living in hotels and in tower blocks in Nottingham is horrendous. And many of them have been stuck there for months and have no access to higher education. They can't even work. And I think that it would be really great if the university could have some kind of infrastructure in place that offers educational opportunities to asylum seekers and refugees, as we're set up to do that and we're not. That's something that is a passion project of mine.
Okay, so one thing we've been asking all of the candidates is if you could sum up why people should vote for you in one sentence, what would that sentence be?
I get things done.
Brilliant.
This is University Radio Nottingham.